Show me the money. That's the message from Hartford's superintendent of schools in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. The disaster last fall uprooted many Puerto Ricans who fled the island, including children who ended up enrolling in Connecticut schools. The Hartford schools chief says districts are still waiting for government funding to help handle that wave of students. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre has this report.
Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez says nearly 450 students who were displaced by the hurricane are now enrolled in the city schools. They began arriving in October after budgets were set.
I'm expecting the money so that I can provide the resources that our students deserve. All of these students right now are in our neighborhood schools.
And while the schools have welcomed the new students,
we have to think about, well, how can we possibly continue to stretch the resources that we have already identified as being thin to begin with? And so we had to, in some cases, right, so hire new staff, knowing that it was going to continue to add to our deficit.
The superintendent says the district is running a $1 million deficit, and that does not include the added cost of educating the new students. Hartford has paid for bus transportation and new staff, and some evacuees will also be needing special education services.
We are already a high-needs complex urban system. This adds another complexity for us while not having the additional resources.
State education officials say more than 1,800 students who were displaced by the hurricane are now enrolled in Connecticut schools. Hartford got the highest number of students, followed by Waterbury and New Britain. The state says it is also waiting for the federal government to open the application process for emergency funding. Meanwhile, there's a bill at the state capitol seeking $2.5 million to support evacuees and their new school districts. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.